Did you ever start to cough and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Vic 44 is pretty good for that.
Yep.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if you catch a bad cold, what do you start to do? I mean,
you go to sneezing and coughing.
Okay. What might you call somebody that you can't hear anything? Say they're stoned.
Disabled.
Born. Mm-hmm. Right.
Disability.
Okay.
Downright lazy. I know some of them like that now.
Mm-hmm. But if somebody can't hear at all, you know, with their ears, they can't. Okay. What might you call a discharging sore that comes to a head?
What?
Boil or rising.
When a boil opens, what's the stuff that comes out of it?
Oh, that's the pus. Mm-hmm. That's the, and the core.
Oh, uh-huh.
You get that core out of there, then it'll get well right quick.
Oh. What is it? Have you ever had one of those?
Yes, I've had them. Yes, sir.
Really smart?
Yes, sir, and that's a sore thing, and if you don't get it, work on it pretty quick, you better see the pill roller. Yeah, doctor.
Uh-huh.
But you get the core out of that, it'll come to a head after a while. The festering comes to a head. And if you let it get right, and just mash that out, it'll all pop out of there.
Mm-hmm. Is it swelling or anything?
Oh, yeah, see the swelling. Be as ready as a fox in it. All very time.
How about if you have a blister, what comes out of that?
Mostly water.
Mm-hmm. Some that out.
Okay. Is there some kind of a skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out?
Oh yeah, what's called proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Peroxide is the thing to get that up with.
Uh-huh. What causes that? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's just a more or less of a kind of an infection, something that has got into that sore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that peroxide and put it on there a few times, it'll just dissolve and eat that out, clear it all out, and it'll clear up now.
Okay. What about the brown liquid you sometimes put on your finger if you got a cut?
Well, I have had them use it for a while. And then we've got a campophonique.
Mm-hmm.
And my medicine is cleared turpentine.
Oh, really? Does that work good?
For a cut or anything like that, now you see that old thumbnail that looks?
Mm-hmm.
I shell a lot of peas back here, cord hooks. Things like that in the spring when we were canning.
Mm-hmm.
And that thumb gets so sore, boy, it touches your eye.
Eye dying?
Get up and go get up on the stretch 7 times, pour a little water in there.
Eye dying?
I'll guarantee you within an hour, when you go right back shelling feet, that soreness was all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I done
Mark,
that
did it?
Every night. Going, but you see it all messed up, it'll go out by the time it's
peeled. Malaria?
What
on?